It's not very often you get to talk to an NFL general manager, but we have the opportunity right now because Vikings GM Rick Spielman joins us here at Winter Park, entering his 10th season in 2015. Rick, and in the midst of an offseason, the offseason is not rest time for NFL GMs. It's time to get to work, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we've been a week after the season. We started evaluating our own personnel, try to identify our needs and where we need to get better at. We already had our UFA meetings, getting prepared for that. And this week, as we get ready to head down to the combine, we're in 8 straight days of draft meetings. So it's a very busy time for us, but it's an extremely important time because this is where you improve your roster.
I know you love game days. You love going to games and sweating through games and winning games. So that's a very fun part of this job, but I think you also love this time of the year and all of the maneuvering and all of the thinking and the meeting and the planning, don't you?
Yeah, this is very exciting. This is my favorite time of the year, although, you know, you can't replace Sundays, but this is this is where you do all your planning, put the pieces to the puzzle together, you know, listen from what the coaches are telling you, what your scouts are telling you, what your own opinion is, and just getting prepared for everything. And it's this is where you hopefully make enough strides on the personnel side to give your coaches what they need to even propel us from where we were last year.
This is a forward-looking business, the NFL is, but to set the stage for what's going to happen in the future, let's look back at 2014. How was it your first year working with a head coach?
I thought Coach Zimmer did an outstanding job. We did have to face a lot of adversity, but what you've seen was a lot of our young players really starting to come and start to shine. And I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff and to Coach Zimmer, not only to handle the adversity that we had to handle, but the development of the Xavier Rhodes, of the Sharif Floyds, Harrison Smiths, how Teddy Bridgewater came along. So there's a lot of young, bright guys on this roster that we're very excited about. I know as we left the season, we left on a win and really played well down the stretch. And even though everybody was ready to get away and get a break, the players and coaches, I can tell the enthusiasm and the excitement for them to get back here this offseason.
You're very good at being around the facility and not being overpowering, but always keeping a good temperature on things. You go to practice every day, you talk to players. Do you think this team is taking to its new head coach?
Most definitely. They understand what's required of them. Coach Zimmer's held these players accountable, and they're buying into it, not only from what we want to be on the field, but what we're doing off the field as well.
Do you think, you know, Coach Zimmer's vision for the team that I'm sure you shared, which is why you two are teaming up, but his vision for the team and then going through the season and now going into 2015, do you think it's all on track from where you guys started when you decided to hire him?
Yeah, no, we had a vision and plan. It was great to work together for 1 year because that plan and that vision is even clearer going forward. Now we have a full understanding of not only what the scheme's about, but the type of players that he's looking for, the traits we're looking for. We're very specific at certain things that the most we've ever been on what we're looking for in a player and how he's going to fit in the scheme. And to get an opportunity to see Coach Zimmer and his coaching staff, how they teach, how they coach, and how they develop these guys, can't wait for the new additions to the Minnesota Vikings coming here relatively shortly.
What do you think about Coach Zimmer's staff? How does this staff operate? What's their identity?
I think they take on the personality of Coach Zimmer. They're very demanding, but very fair. I know they hold the players accountable, and the players are buying into everything that's being taught to them.
Let's talk about some of the young players. The two first-round draft picks from last season, what did you think of those two guys?
I thought they had very good years. Are they arrived and where we want them to be yet? No, but you've seen them progress through the season. You've seen the impact that Anthony Barr can have for us on defense, and he's only going to get better. You saw Teddy Bridgewater on where he was when he first started. Kind of took a little dip there, but as he learned what the NFL was about, learned the speed of the game, and then you saw how he functioned probably through that last 5 or 6 games. And that's a bright side for us. If you can get a head coach and a quarterback in place, hopefully we'll be able to fill a few more positions and a few more pieces around that.
Yeah, what do you think about that? You're not going to give us the exact plan, but how do you support? When you have a young quarterback in whom you believe, like Teddy Bridgewater, how do you support that guy?
It's the process that we're going through right now. You know, where are positives and negatives on offense? Where are positives and negatives on defense? Where can we improve on special teams? And that's what you do. The biggest thing, I think, in the offseason is you have to be honest. And you just have to take out anything from a personal standpoint and just look at it from a pure business aspect. What's best for this football team moving forward, and how do we get that accomplished?
You've been around some good football teams. You have 2 division titles here, 3 playoff appearances. So as it goes toward building a good team in 2015, building for the future, what was 2014?
Building for the future.
Yeah, a good season.
Yeah, no, I thought it was it's no one's satisfied with 7-9, and we didn't make the playoffs, and you're not in this business unless you're out to win Super Bowls. And but I think, you know, people were excited about the progress that we made, but by no means satisfied for where we ended.
A couple of players I want to bring up specifically. Xavier Rhodes is a guy that fans are very excited about. Do you share in their excitement for Xavier?
Yeah, Xavier, really, in his second year, you have to look back. A lot of these first round, and we've had a few of them over the last couple of years, most of them are juniors coming out, so they're 20, 21, 22-year-old kids. So you have to kind of remember that sometimes it takes a little bit of time for them to adjust to the NFL, not only physically but mentally as well, and how they mature. And I think you see that in a lot of our guys in their second year, and some of our guys in their third year, and even some of our rookies last year. So, but Xavier really stepped up his game. I think, you know, with Zim and George Edwards and Jerry Gray, they did an outstanding job. But I thought they did an outstanding job with all our young guys in the back end.
You decided, and it turned out to be a good decision, to invest heavily in a defensive end last offseason, and I think he came through in a big way for you. Do you think that Everson delivered?
Yeah, he had a very good year, you know, and I still think he's got a tremendous upside and can still get better. You know, and I give credit to Andre Patterson and what he did, bringing out the best in him. I know he's been a backup here for the last 3 or 4 years, been behind some pretty good players, and you got to give Everson credit. He wants to be a good NFL football player. And I think, you know, we went out, we paid him that contract, and he really wanted to live up to that billing.
Do you think a guy like Harrison Smith pretty much personifies what any GM or coach is looking for in a football player?
Harry's, you know, not only a good football player, but he's smart. He's kind of the quarterback on the back end of our defense. And he's growing into a leader on this football team as well. So you're hoping you get guys like Harry Smith that you can build around.
You excited for the 2015 season?
Can't wait.
Okay, the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine is coming up. You're a veteran of many, many scouting combines.
Well, 25 of them.
25 scouting combines you've been to. I guess we get all worked up into what is it and what's going to happen and what do you think of this guy, but what is the scouting combine to you now?
It's a great place to, you know, get in front of these kids. You get to start to know them personally. You know, we get an opportunity to interview 60 of these players formally. We pick the 60 players that we want to interview. We'll end up interviewing all the players when we divide it amongst our coaches and scouts. We want to make sure we get in front of everybody. You get an opportunity for our medical people to put their hands on them, to give them the physicals. We have our psychologists give them the psychological testing. We get to see them work out, you know, on the field in position drills. So there's a lot accomplished. There's a lot of moving parts that goes on during that week. I think we have a staff of about 64, including our doctors, that go down there, and everybody has a specific role that they have to accomplish while we're there for those 7 days.
It's a lot for you and for some of the people you rely on to organize, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, it's you have to be organized. You have to have a game plan on what you need to get accomplished. You have to know, you know, what you want to get out of each player that's working out down there and who you're honing in specifically with, and that's, you know, with Jamal Stevens, our son, our new college director, and Scott Studwell, George Payton, those guys, they do a great job on the personnel side. And it's a collaborative effort when we're down there to get what we need accomplished.
You do have a great staff in place, and you mentioned some of the guys that you rely on from a leadership standpoint, but the Scott Studwell still being involved, but then transitioning to Jamal's role. How did that whole process go, and how do you feel about Jamal?
Jamal's, you know, we're sitting for the first time. He's leading our draft meetings as a college director and is doing an outstanding job. And I know... you know, Stud's involved heavily still. He just wanted to take a little bit more of a back seat as he winds down. But we just have a very unique group where we work together well as a team. And we have great chemistry in that locker room or in our meeting rooms, not only with our scouts working together, but with our coaches and scouts working together. And that's very important that you have a cohesive group, that everybody's speaking the same language. Not everybody sees players the same way, but in the end, as we discuss it and we go through it, you know, we're all on the same page when we come up with a final decision.
How do you guys evaluate yourselves? Because you spend so much time evaluating players, but you also want to evaluate your own performance in evaluating players.
It's funny. I put in a system about when I first got here where we evaluate each other based on you know, how players end up when they're coming out in the draft. So we have a grading scale on ourselves, just like players get graded, just like coaches get graded. We're always looking to see, you know, where we can improve. Every year I get with the scouts and we go through, it's great if you're right on a player, but we really kind of hone in on if we miss on a player. Well, let's go back and look, and what did we miss on him, and how can we get him better so maybe we don't make that same mistake.
What's your favorite part of the combine?
Oh, I would say I love the whole process, just the process in general. There's nothing I can think of doing better than, you know, meeting the players and going through those interviews and watching the workouts and, you know, sitting with the doctors and listening to the medicals. It's just the whole process is just... it's hard to describe, but it's very exciting, and you know, I can't wait to get down to Indy to get started.
Is the combine the unofficial kickoff of the upcoming season?
For us, I think the unofficial kickoff is when we started evaluating our roster and where we need to get better, and when we identify our needs. That's to me when we start building for 2015.
The NFL Combine is the first step towards the 2015 NFL Draft. And Vikings.com will be there to bring you the press conferences, one-on-ones, and other exclusive Combine content.
I had breakfast this morning with your head coach, your new head coach, Mike.
What do you think of him?
I love him.
I love the week because you get to see some, try to get some answers, some questions you have, but yeah. Man, it's a long week, yeah.
It's going to be interesting when he has success to look back at all the teams who passed on him or didn't even interview him. And say, all right, well, you know, what did they miss?
I know I'm very excited to get this team built, to add the pieces that we need to add, and looking forward to the upcoming season.
Keep up with all of the Vikings off-season activity at Vikings.com, your source for everything purple.